In today's episode, we are going to dive in on how to turn your content or book into a course. All right, let's jump in. Hey there, and welcome back to Sell More Courses. So I have helped many authors turn their nonfiction books into courses because it feels like the next step. If you have a book or are thinking about publishing a book, then you probably already realize that it is not a big money maker. Most times, we as entrepreneurs are creating these books as lead magnets to have notoriety and boost ourselves up as being experts, as a calling card for people to read and get a taste of our work, and to tell a story of our journey through whatever it is that we are writing about. All of that is fantastic, but as far as monetary gains, if you even make any money or more than a couple hundred dollars a month on your books that you sell, then you're doing pretty well. I've heard from many people that it may even cost money, but if it's used as a marketing tool, then that could be chalked up to marketing costs. However, your people read the book, they love it, and they want to know more. Hopefully you are linking back into your websites and over to the next step, and a course is an excellent way to go deeper. Depending on what type of book you are writing, you can only do so much in a book, or it's more of a bird's eye view, overview into your work or taking them through some process. It's really a different thing when you create a course around a book because you can be specific, you can dive into one or two chapters that really are the focus. I rarely have someone hand me their book or send me their book, and then I just go chapter by chapter. Module one is chapter one and module two, like usually it's too much, and that's fine. It's great for a book. But as we start to look into taking a course, we can dive a lot deeper and add exercises. We can really focus in on something that's going to get them really good change. I don't know about you, but I have read many books, and most of the books have given me some teaching and have changed my mindset or done certain things, but rarely have I had books that I really dove into and followed everything they say in the book. Usually we read a book and we're like, oh yeah, that's really good. I should do some of that. And then we put it aside and forget about it. So that's probably what's happening to most people's books, or depending again on the book's content, or this can also be an ebook. It can also be a presentation. It could be workbooks that you've created, workshops, anything that I consider as content that you are offering up. You could take all of that and put that into a course that will be the next step in the journey for your customers. So for those who are like, I really love this person, I want to learn more, I got a great start in the book, but I want to go much deeper. I want to implement all of the things that they said inside of the book. And it's really hard to do that with a book, I find, because I am the person that never stops at the chapter and does the exercises, right? It's like, stop here, do these exercises, and then go on to the next. I'm listening to a book. A lot of times I am listening. I love to listen to books rather than read now. And so I don't see the questions there. I don't have a paper in front of me to do it. So I just keep going. And then I rarely will remember to go back and do it unless it's really something I want to put my teeth into. I know sometimes authors have the PDFs that are included with their audiobooks and maybe links from their books over to other PDFs, which I think is a smart thing to do, but it's not a course. So let's kind of move into some of the steps and how you can really use this inside of your business to boost your book, the revenue. And let's just take a look. Like if you're selling a book for, let's just say your book is $20. That's great. So you're selling your books for $20 and maybe it costs you $10 to create it, right? If you're doing a print on demand Or if you're actually through a publisher, they take their cut, because I've had my book published through a regular publisher and I only get a very small portion of the profits each time a book is sold. So I might make $5 on my book that I think I sold for $15. I can't even really remember, but you aren't making much. You'd have to sell a lot of books for it to even really add up into anything that's other than just like coffee money. So if you had a $500 course or a $1,000 course that was the next step with your customers, your readers, your clients, then now let's take a look at that. If you sold a few of those each month, that's a lot better, right? That's a lot higher profits and revenue. And not only is it about money for you, because obviously you're running a business and you want profit and income, but your readers now have something much more tangible to dig into. They are getting the transformation. They are going deeper. They are getting more from you and from your work to help change their lives in whatever way you do that. So, when you're thinking about creating a course from your book, again, it depends. If you have a step-by-step type of book, it will be a little bit easier, because you're looking through step one is this, and step two is this, and step three is this, which is really the way I like to help my clients create courses. A course should take you from where you are now over to the promise, what I call the course outcome, to the promised thing, whatever that is. So if you need to lose 15 pounds, then you read this book or whatever, then you learn how to lose the 15 pounds. So it'll take you step by step from your current weight to your weight at losing 15 pounds, or whatever the situation is for you. I feel a course should do that. A book doesn't necessarily do it that way. It could be a, like I said, a story of you and your journey through losing the weight after whatever how the whole thing came about. And though you are going through the steps inside your book, telling the story, it's done from a more storytelling point of view and not so much step one, step two, step three. So you'll have to, it would have a little bit more of a, pulling out those steps. Or if you use your clients as the stories, doing the same thing for them. Many books are a combination of both, and which I feel is probably the best way to have a book that you actually want to read, because some of those dry business books are just really hard to get through. But I'm not here to talk about that. I'm just saying, know your book or your presentation, your workbook, whatever content you have, and look at it for what it is. Does it have a clear step-by-step process? If not, you'll have to do that and figure that out, or have someone be the sounding board for you. That's what I do for my clients in that first session of working with them, is like, let's look at your teaching process and how we are going to build this course, how to organize the content into something that's digestible and that people will understand, rather than just taking your book and trying to, the way it's set up now, it probably needs to be tweaked and put into this. And then really looking at how much is inside. So we're looking at the content and how we're going to organize it. As I said before, many times we are at that 30,000 feet view, and it would be way too much to put inside of one course. And like I said, it's fine for a book. You're doing an overview, you're talking, it's very emotional. I think when you're writing a book, you're bringing in the emotion and you're bringing in the possibilities. You're bringing in the lessons that you learned as the person. So you're bringing a lot of that in. And inside of a course, we want to still make it engaging. We still want to make it educational and have them finish, but it's a different type. We don't need a lot of that fluff and those lessons necessarily, the way you do it inside of a book, because reading a book is different than taking a course. I still tell stories inside of my modules when I do my courses, and I encourage my clients to as well, short stories that are very relevant to that module. I do like to have a good structure, again, that step-by-step process that I'm taking people through. So that really needs to be established as far as your content. And then really looking at how much is in here. When I coach my clients and the people inside my build and fill group, one of the first things I really hit on is we have to come up with your course outcome. You have to decide bottom line what your course is going to be about. And none of these very vague things like you're going to be happier or you're going to, I mean, you can make more money, but that's still pretty vague. Like I want it to be super specific. And I think with having a course and looking at your book, the book's content or whatever you're using, if it's not a book, looking at the content, how much can you put into one course, right? So deciding on what are they actually going to get when they take this course could be a little bit different. Like I said before, we could be just pulling one chapter out of that book and creating a course because this is the action items they need the most, or these two or three things are the main meat inside of the book. And that's what we're going to create this course around. We don't want a fire hose. And if you've listened to any of my other episodes, I really feel like less is more when it comes to creating a course. You want to give them everything they need. I'm not saying skimp and do a little shoddy course, but what I am saying is do not put everything that you have learned in the last 20 to 30 years in your practice, whatever that is, inside of a course for someone who's just beginning, who doesn't know anything. They will be overwhelmed and they will never get to the end. So the other thing that I love about turning a book or other piece of content into a course is that you can add those exercises, really go deep into the implementation, walk them through meditations. You may have some of this inside of the book, like journal prompts or answer this question or do those type of things, list three things, but inside of a course, you can go a lot deeper and you can really create that engaging and thought-provoking time to them to do the work, right? Inside of a book, it's more educational and entertaining. But when you buy a course and you're taking a course, now you're implementing. Now you're setting aside an hour each week to work on it. So they're in a different mode. They're ready to come do the work and you are going to lead them through. So they are putting it on their calendar. They are pushing out aside that time to actually show up and do it. You can also add really fun things into courses these days, like gamification, if you've heard of this before. So elements that will make things interesting, like a quiz, assignments. You can do community discussions. You can add in little rewards and badges for each time they get to the next level or the next module. You can do prizes. There's so many fun things that you can do these days. And it's all set there inside of your course to keep them moving forward, to keep them motivated. It's just like being in school and getting the gold star, right? Like, oh, I got a gold star. I get to put my star onto the chart that I finished. People love to check things off their lists, right? They love to move to the next thing and say, yes, I did that. So adding those little pieces in keeps them focused and accountable and motivated to keep going. And there are other things inside of course, you can put, which I call helpers. If you know you've got a rough module, meaning there's going to be a lot of work inside here for them, whether that's mind work or things they have to really do, like a lot of tedious stuff, or you know it's going to take a lot out of them emotionally or physically, whatever it is for you, then you can put little things inside those modules to help them. A quick little note from you saying, hey, this is going to be a little rough this week, but I'm here with you. If you need me, contact me. Or a little sweet video, or here's something to get you motivated, a little motivational video or a motivational GIF or something you put in there that keeps them smiling. It's knowing the roadblocks and the pitfalls inside your course. And you may already know this by writing out the book or the content, knowing, oh, this right here is a very volatile spot where people could get stuck, or this is a place where I know people have a hard time with. If you've taught this in a workshop or you've done some work with your personal clients already, you may know this is a sticking place. So put a helper in there to get them over the hump and go, I got you. I know this is going to be a little bit more this week. You can do it, right? Be the cheerleader and move them on. So all those fun little gamification things can be inside of this course to really help move them. And it makes it really fun and engaging. And you can use your style, whether you're really more of a serious person. And, you know, that could be reflected from your book. If you're fun and outgoing, you could do something like that inside of the course. So there's a lot of things that you can do, way more than you could put into a book, I believe, because these are more interactive things. So there are so many options when it comes to building out your course when you're using this content. And it can be better because they can see you. You can put things in. You don't have to worry about being edited out. You can do the behind the scenes in your videos, in your modules that you can't put inside of a book. They can really get to know you and create that rapport back and forth. Like, I feel like when I read people's stuff, I get to know them some, but it's a lot different if I go and watch a video and I see their face and I hear them speak. And in a course, it's so much more personal and right there showing you. And it's like sitting at a room, right? Or sitting at a table having coffee with your coach. So it's a lot more personal. So there's a lot more you can show about yourself. And I'm not saying like you have to give all your personal details here. I just mean your style and the way you work with people and get people to know you. If you're looking to keep working with these people and turn these readers into clients, then a course is a really good way for them to dip their toe. So that's my next thing, is that it's a great lead in to higher coaching programs. If they're not sure yet, they don't know if they want to work with you in that higher level, but this course is available, which they want to go. And it's a really good step to break the ice or dip their toe into your content and the way you work. So it's a great way to move them from just being a reader of your book into your actual community, and having their name and email, knowing they purchased your course as a buyer, that you could now send out your newsletters and other content and nurturing them on, if the ultimate goal is to move them into a higher package. If it's not, and you just want to have the course as that's the end of it, it's still an amazing thing as far as income is concerned to sell on the back end of your book. So if you are speaking and you are going to other groups and you're talking about your book, is it not amazing to say, yes, I have some books on the back table, and I also have a course that goes much deeper into this? You have this companion right behind it. It's the moneymaker on the back end of your book and a way to take people a lot deeper. So if you're thinking about creating a course from a book or other content you have, ebook, workshop, presentations, thick PDF, some type of thing that you've used, I've gotten all types of stuff, then I hope this helped give you a glimpse into what it takes, why you would want to do it, and really the benefits of turning this into something that is not just about making money. It really gives an opportunity for your people to go a lot deeper. I listened to an audiobook about a year and a half or 2 years ago. And after I got done, I was like, I want to work with this woman right now. And I could not find anywhere other than like a author page somewhere. She had no website. She had nothing for me. And I even reached out and never heard anything. So this person lost a client, unless they just were not doing that and didn't want clients. But I feel like if you've got a book like that out there, it surely led itself to the next stage or the next phase of helping your clients. And I could not find a way to work with her. And I was like, okay, I have to go find this from somebody else. So come to me and I will help make your book into the best course ever. I do need some B-roll, so I probably should be saving some of this fun stuff. But anyway, if you're not sure what type of course you would want in your business and haven't really gotten there yet, I highly recommend clicking the link below and take my course quiz that will help you decide what a course will do for you and what type of course is best for your business and your book. So click the link below for that, and I will see you on the next episode.